This year marks the 28th season of one of the most active programs at Indiana University's Jacobs School of Music. The students attend regular rehearsals, sessions in musicianship, and they perform multiple concerts per semester. But they aren't even enrolled at the university. The truth is, they don't even have high school diplomas. Dr. Brent Galt, the current director of the IU Children's Choir, tells us how he's following the directive of the program's founders.
Mary Getzey founded this program with Gene Sinor in 1980-1981 with an educational focus in mind. You know, both Dr. Sinor and Dr. Getzey were music education professors and in the music education department at that time. And there was a real interest and a real desire to have this program be educational, to have it offer singing experiences to anyone who was interested in participating.
This year, the IU Children's Choir is reaching nearly 120 children from in and around the Bloomington, Indiana area. Kindergartners through high school students are divided into ensembles that suit their particular needs and skill levels.
The organization is actually made up of five choirs, and the choirs are, for the most part, divided by age. We have a group that's designed for kindergarten and first grade students that's an opportunity for them to learn how to sing, learn how to use their voice, learn some basic musical skills through music, through actually actively being involved in music, singing, performing. That group performs twice a year with our big concerts, and they only rehearse one time a week for about 45 minutes. Our middle-level groups, our descant choir, which is for second and third grade singers, and our allegro choir, which is the group that I direct, which is more for fourth and fifth and sixth grade singers, those two groups rehearse one time a week for an hour and a half. Our advanced group, the chamber choir, which is our middle school treble group for higher voices, that's our advanced group, and because of that, they rehearse twice a week.
With the complexities of rehearsal schedules and a variety of concert opportunities, Dr. Galt is quick to add that these choirs are intended for children of all musical backgrounds.
When I get phone calls from parents, sometimes the first thing they'll say is, well, my child really hasn't sung that much or hasn't been in choir before. And that's okay. That's part of the desire of the program. You know, we design our kindergarten and first grade and second and third grade and fourth, fifth, and sixth grade groups so that if children want to sing, they love to sing, and they like to learn how to do that in kind of a choral setting, you know, we are open to anyone who's interested.
One of the greatest benefits to the children's choir is its close relationship to the Jacobs School of Music. The group has been invited to perform as part of main stage operas, early music productions, and numerous other events. But the focus is on the overall development of these young people into musicians in cooperation with their schooling.
A larger part of what we do is really provide experiences that complement the wonderful experiences that they get in school, maybe with more of a focus on singing and polishing pieces for a concert.
Ultimately, however, the experience is about the personal growth of students as they become their own person.
It's a wonderful feeling when the kids are able to be a part of an opera or a choral production, to be able to watch them and see them really do these things that they've worked so hard to do and do them independently and not really need any direction to get out there and do them quite well.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Wood.